I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to another episode of the Self-Build Plus podcast, where we chat with self-builders, suppliers, and experts about all things home building and renovating in Ireland on both sides of the border. I'm Astrid Mattsson, your host and the editor of Self-Build Magazine.
So it's Dan McCrenner, Wood Innovation. What's the difference between the laminate and the vinyl? Because they come in the same format and they have the same properties.
Yeah.
The difference is aesthetic?
No. The difference is the actual makeup of the product. So your laminate is made from... The baseboard of a laminate is a HDF product, so it is, which is a high density fibre board, and it's made from wood, so it's actually made from wood fibres mixed with a very, very waterproof resin or water resistant resin, and then compressed to give you a very, very durable floor that's going to take the everyday weight of the high heels and walking and coarse furniture and stuff like that sitting on top of it as well, whereas the vinyl is made of compressed vinyl particles, so it is. But then it is the added advantage of being able to have the fiberglass pressed in with that as well to create that product that doesn't expand and contract and allows you to give you that free flow throughout the house as well.
And how thick is it?
The vinyl's 4.5 millimetres. Well, starting at 2 millimetres for the stuck down product, up to 4.5 millimetres for the LVT floating product. And they've just introduced a rigid product now as well that allows you to go over the likes of what we're sitting on here, a tile floor with vinyl, you know, LVT will telegraph. So if you put an LVT floor down, it will follow the contours of the subfloor that it's sitting on. So if you put it onto a tile floor, it will show the grout lines. Whereas the rigid product that they've brought out now will actually go across the top of that and it'll bridge those grout lines. So it will, because of the cement-based products that they've put into those there to cause the board to become rigid.
And what's LVT?
LVT is luxury vinyl tiles. Which is a name that I hate, because I think it makes it sound so cheap, so it does, and it's such a brilliant product. But that's what LVT is, yeah. Okay. LVT is luxury vinyl tiles.
And how are they installed then?
All installed. Well, the LVT has got glue down, which is actually glued directly to the subfloor, but only in commercial situations. You have it as the LVT as a floating product as well, which locks together and floats on top of an underlay. And then the laminate is floating only. So you put an underlay down on your subfloor, and then you put your laminate floor down on top of that, and you lock it together. So you do.
And how important is the underlay? Is it? Do you have to spend a lot of time picking the underlay? Are there any considerations in terms of that?
A lot of considerations for your underlay. Your underlay can create... Well, first of all, it can create... Some underlays will give you will take out some of the undulations you can have on subfloors, so it saves you a bit of self-levelling. You have underlays that will create a sound barrier, which will give you sound deadening properties. You have underlays that will create a DPM, which is a moisture barrier as well, in the event if you're having high moisture levels on your subfloor. So all of those things are very important, but your retailer will advise you on that and point you in the right direction, depending. You know, for the likes of upstairs there, you can put a good sound deadening underlay in kids' bedrooms. You know, kids doing a bit of rough and tumble, maybe a drum kit here and a guitar there. So you want something to be more sound deadening. So your underlay will kill a bit of that sound in for you as well. An underlay will kill a lot of the rat-a-tat-tat that you can have sometimes with hardwood floors and laminate floors. But in a vinyl underlay, in the LVT product, your underlay is very, very important because it must be a solid foam base because of the thickness of the LVT. So you need a very, very specialised underlay for your... There's not as much choice with LVT for underlay as you would have for the laminate product, you know.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of costs, then you were mentioning that it tends to be cheaper than hardwood. How does it compare to, like, are there different categories of...
There's different categories. There's something there to cater for everybody in both products. So there is both Pergo products. You have the product, you have cost bases there to cater for the bottom end of the market, and you have cost bases there to cater for the top end, or for the middle and for the top end. And it's the same with the LVT as well. Depending on what people are looking for, it's budget versus aesthetics. You know, so where does the budget lie? Where does the aesthetics lie? And what do they want? I always say, pick what you want, then fit the budget around that.
In terms of installation then, we're looking at, it sounds like a straightforward system. Is it a DIY job?
Yes, it can be a DIY job. It's a very, very simple system. We fitted that show floor here yesterday, and now the two of us are floor fitters, and it was done in an hour. You know, so it's a very simple job to fit. So it is, you know, again, it's a good DIY guy can fit a floor, both vinyl or laminate.
Are there any expansion issues? You mentioned that you don't need to have an expansion joint, but do you need to let it rest like wood, or are there any issues in terms?
Oh yeah, you're better to acclimatise any product that can move in an environment, which all products do. Every product that you have in a house build can move. So acclimatisation is important to allow the floor. Give it 48 hours in the environment that it's going to live in. And just allow it to get acclimatized to the heat, the light, the humidity within the environment. And that goes for all products, except whenever you go to solids. If you're going into solid flooring, you probably need about a week to 2 weeks. And if you're going into underfloor heating, it's the longer you can leave a floor to acclimatize with underfloor heating, the better the better your product will react when you actually go to fit the floor then.
And are there watch points for self-builders who are thinking of laying the floor themselves? What would they need to...
Moisture content is very relevant, so it is. Moisture content and having the... Before you go to fit your floors, you want to really have your house at the living stage. So you want to have, believe it or not, windows and doors in. Some people forget that you need that. Windows and doors in and all wet trades finished. You know, you'd want to have all wet trades finished before you would start before you'd even put the products into the house to acclimatise. You'd want to have all your wet trades finished, your plastering, even your painting. You know, painting can be a wet trade as well, you know, from a drying out point of view. But you'd preferably want to have all your wet trades finished. If self-builders are going for underfloor heating, you need a lot of good advice on your underfloor heating as well, and your the way you would treat the underfloor heating throughout the fitting process. You know, all underfloor heating needs to be on at least 2 to 4 weeks prior to any product coming into the house, because underfloor heating will further dry any screed out than standard air drying would. You know, a screed will dry to a certain amount. There's a certain amount of moisture will stay in a screed, an air dried screed, but an underfloor heating screed will actually take the majority of all the moisture out of the screed. So you'd want to do all that before the actual floor comes into the house to acclimatise. Because obviously, some people think, well, the moisture content's high, so I need a bit more time to dry the house out, but let's acclimatise the floor while we're doing that. And that moisture that they dry out of their house actually then goes into the actual floor. So the floor actually becomes acclimatised to a very, very humid environment then. So have your house dry before you put your floor into acclimatise.
And if you've done that, then you just need to let them dry out for another couple of weeks then, your wet floors.
Your wet, you know, allow your, yeah, if you might, you might need to take time. There's loads of moisture meters out there in the marketplace, and most good fitters or retailers will have the proper tools for the trade for checking moisture contents in houses and air humidity in houses before the acclimatisation takes place. So in cases like that, that's where you do need a professional fitter to do the business for you. But if you have the right advice and the right builder, he should be able to advise you properly for all of that. But if you haven't got that builder that is comfortable with doing that, then you need to employ a proper installer that will come to your house and do all of that there for you before you commence fitting.
Mm-hmm. And are there any cons to the system, any downsides to the system? To Pergo, of course not, but...
Totally not. What a silly question.
Like, you know, think, like, I don't know, in terms of, compared to, let's say, the maintenance aspect or, you know.
I would say prior to LVT and prior to Pergo going for a waterproof product, I would have said the downsides would have been bathrooms. You know, they wouldn't have been a suitable product for a bathroom. But now that they've got the waterproofing on the surface of the laminate and the LVT product that is waterproof from top to bottom, yeah, so it's become an all house product, an all encompassing product for anywhere in the home, except for wet rooms. The only place that you wouldn't put it is into a wet room, and obviously a wet room's just like a bath, so it is with a plug hole, and that's the only place you wouldn't put it into is a wet room. But yeah.
Okay. Flashback, can you use it for applications on walls?
Believe it or not, an awful lot of people in the last sort of 18 months have done that. And it's to get the look, you know, again, come back to aesthetics. You know, there's a lot of very, very good looks with Pergo. You know, great colours, great designs. And people have used them on splashbacks. They've used them on walls. They've done feature walls in houses. But then wood panelling is something that we're looking at seriously at the moment as well, because... an awful lot of people are looking at different differentiation on walls. They're looking for they're looking for different looks. They're looking to do feature walls. They're looking to do fire breaths. And I know that's already out here and what we have behind us here in stonework, but that wall panel look, that flooring up the wall look, and wood on the wall, wood panel on the wall, is becoming very big. Yeah.
For worktops, probably not.
No, not for worktops. But believe it or not, Pergo are the original inventors of laminated floor, some 40 years ago. And their original business prior to that was worktops, and still is. Perstop is still a huge manufacturer of kitchen worktops. But that's where they got the idea for flooring, for laminated flooring. They were manufacturing worktops, and they thought, how can we take that idea and put it onto the floor? Because it's so durable. And they actually originally, believe it or not, started off with a chipboard, backing board, and they put the Formica top, you know, the pressed Formica top, onto the actual top of the chipboard, and they laid it on the floor.
And if you, it's Formica worktops that they do.
Formica's a brand name. I'm actually wrong in saying that, but the concept of that layered sheet that you had on top of the actual on top of kitchen worktops, they took that, put it onto a chipboard floor. So, and then the whole thing progressed then into that was called a high pressure laminate, and then they went for the whole thing progressed on into what we have now, which is a multiple layered product with three overlays, a decor paper, two impact resistance layers, HDF. Pergo is an 8-layer product in laminate, whereas all of our competitors out there have only got 4 layers within the actual makeup of the actual board, you know. So Pergo, again, that's taken it a step further in durability, you know. We took over the distributorship for Pergo some 7 years ago in the depths of the recession in Ireland. And we found it to be a product that, you know, that people wanted because of the differentiation. And going back to what I said at the start, it's got a lot of things that appeal to self-builders. Because an awful lot of self-builders, you know, they take pride in what they're doing. They take pride in the build, you know, in the overall build, because everything they put into the house, they've a passion for. Where, you know, an awful lot of people out there where they buy a house and they decorate it and they go to live in it. It's a lot of it's more about the budget than it is about the passion of the actual product. And Pergo is a passionate product, you know, it's got a lot of USPs and a lot of differentiation. Now, don't get me wrong, we sell a lot of other products. You know, we sell a lot of the 4-layer laminates, we sell an awful lot of engineered products, but Pergo has got that specialised niche in the marketplace, and that specialised niche is very, very relevant to the market that you guys are targeting, you know.
And maintenance then, let's go back to that. So it's just a quick mop?
Very simple. That's how beautiful it is. It's just a quick hoover and a quick mop. Seriously, but all joking aside, that's all you need to do. There is no maintenance thing where you have to go in with a specialised product. Certainly we want to sell you Pergo products to maintain your floor, but in reality, you know, a hoover and a mop with a detergent, with a small bit of detergent into a bucket of lukewarm water and mop your floor.
So, and it withstands bleach and things like that?
Oh yeah, no problem at all, no problem at all. Again, with the Pergo laminate and Pergo vinyl, both have that closed surface. I could take you over and do the marker test with you, where we actually take a big marker and we draw it in it, and it just disappears. But it is a very durable product from that point of view. But again, that comes from the concept of Titan X on the surface of the laminate and Titan V on the surface of the LVT. And that's that three individual wear layers on the surface of each product. Give it that that durability and give it that closed surface where your hair products, your bleach, all of that sort of stuff. Like we're recommending Pergo for hair dressers, you know, where you're using all of those products that you use in your hair, which can be, you know, spilled on your clothes or on the floor, can be very, very detrimental. And we're actually recommending those products for, and we can give you tests to actually prove that they work on those that you use.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And the cost then compared to your other laminate products, let's say, be about double the price if there's double the amount of layers? Or?
No, not at all. Yeah, not at all. Our product, relevant to what the product is very, very cost effective, actually, so it is. And again, as I always say in our business, you know, we have products that are to cater for a market that's at the bottom end, and we have products that go right up to the top. And Pergo, I would say, is a mid-range to top-end product. That's the way I would describe Pergo. With something to cater for that mid-range, and with something to cater right then up to the top end. So we have, but it's a very cost-effective product for what the actual individual products are.
So we covered the DIY new build and retrofit. It's pretty much the same. You said you can actually go on top of existing.
Totally. Very good for renovation as well.
And in terms of warranties, what should you be
lifetime guarantees.
Lifetime. So what does that mean if there's 20, a big scratch?
That's a car crash warranty you're looking for. There's no such thing for an accidental warranty. That's what house insurance is for. Your warranty covers wear and tear in a well-kept environment. That's the way I would describe that to you. Believe it or not, when you read, you know, when people don't actually, people just hear the word warranty and automatically just think it covers the car crash. But warranties cover the actual general wear and tear of a floor. So they do. If your floor is well hoovered and well maintained, I'm in the business 22 years and I've yet to be called out to a warranty complaint, believe it or not. Either in Pergo or in the majority of laminates that are out, up to 50 years. So they do.
Okay, and anything that self-builders have to look out for when they're comparing different vinyl and laminate products one to the other? Are there certain specifications to compare?
If you're, Pergo is one of the only LVTs in the marketplace that hasn't got batch differences. So if you buy a Pergo vinyl today and you buy one in 6 months' time, that will match the one that you bought today. Whereas an awful lot of other vinyls out there, they've got color batching in the same way you would have with ceramic tiles. You know, ceramic tiles, you have to go by batch numbers, and an awful lot of our competitors out there are working on a batch process, so they are. So that would be a very good thing. And again, I always say to people, you know, you get what you pay for. You know, delve into what you're buying. Everything comes at a price, you know, and you get what you pay for. And again, like, don't get me wrong, there's, like, we sell laminates out there for projects where it's all about cost. You know, it's just about getting that lowest common denominator. It's specified here, so it is, because the architect is sitting in an office and it's all rosy in the office. But the downside of it is, when it comes to the end of the project, there's only X amount of money left in the kitty. And that's where they go into finance engineering. That's the new buzzword, you know, finance engineering. It's not about cost cutting, it's finance engineering. So it is.
Euphemism.
Yeah.
Next generation, then, what are we looking at?
Next generation in
vinyl and laminate, is there, I mean, it seems like the product does everything it could do, I suppose.
Well, the next generation.
Maybe wet rooms?
Yeah, no, the next generation for Perrigo vinyl is the rigid core board. That's the next generation. To make it do everything that a laminate floor does, and that's actually go on to subfloors that aren't, you know, that have got those discretions that you have, or imperfections that you're looking at here, grout lines and cracks and stuff like that. There, it's to take the telegraphing element out of it. So that's the next generation in Perrigo LVT. The next generation in Perrigo laminate will probably be revealed in Germany at the Domatec show in January, and I wait with bated breath. But they always do come up with something, you know, and it's always interesting to see it. So it is. But the big innovation that we have at the moment, which in fairness we only released this year, is the long wide boards, and they are beautiful. So they are stunning looking, really, really nice. So realistic that I even find myself after 22 years in the business walking in and looking and going, is that a real wood floor? Because they're so realistic now, so they are, you know.
How wide are they?
They're 240 wide, which is 240 millimetres in width and 2000 millimetres in length. So 2 metres by 240, mm-hmm. Which is a lovely board. And the theory about go for a small board makes a room look bigger, I think is so wrong. I think a big board makes a room look so much bigger, so it does. And the same with the hallway as well. Big wide board in the hallway just makes that, it opens that whole hallway out and really makes it, it just makes it look and feel like a big space. So it does.
And which way would you run the boards? Always the windows indoors, that direction?
Yeah, theoretically that's the way you're supposed to do it. But in reality, it's the length of the room. You'll always pick the length of the room. You know, you'll always run the boards the length of the room, the longest way, because it just looks too short the other way, so it does.
Good question. Hallway.
Hallway, always the length of the hall. Always the length of the hall. And you can also have the opportunity of turning the board as well, which an awful lot of people don't do. You know, they come into a hallway and you have a lovely, ornate, open hallway. And obviously you want to run the floor away from the door. And then when you go to the back of the hall, the hall normally tees off down to the bedrooms or down to the living quarters. And an awful lot of people don't actually turn the floor there, which I think you should always do. So you should, you know. But again, that's down to the fitter on the day, and it's his ability on the day, you know.
And how about the other patterns? You could get the
herringbones.
The herringbones.
Yeah, we do herringbone as well, not in Perrigo, but we do herringbone laminates. Unbelievable. We do both herringbone engineered and herringbone laminates. They have been fantastic over the last 2 years. Unbelievable. Engineered were so good. And to the point where we actually went and designed a laminate floor, and we brought a laminate floor out to cater for. Because I know, again, engineered is very much at the top end of the food chain from a price point of view. So we saw a real hole in the market there for a laminate floor to come in, catered for the people that come in and wanted the engineered floor, but just hadn't got it in the budget. So we catered for that there in the laminate end. But the problem is, the laminate end, they're just so good looking that people can't even tell the difference. So I'd say it's probably taken away from some of our engineered seals. The laminate's so good, you know. But yeah, good growing.
Would you put those then? Would that be more for a living room situation, or would you put them all over throughout that?
All over, yeah. Now, our laminate product isn't a waterproof product. It's only a water-resistant product, so you would only go as far as the kitchen. You wouldn't do the bathrooms then with the herringbone laminates. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't. But a beautiful product, a fantastic product. And in herringbone engineered, you can also put borders in, so you can, and a lot of design. You can do a lot of design work with the herringbone engineered because it's a stuck down product. You know, you can put diamonds into the center of the floor. You can have your herringbones running around that. You can have 2, 3, 4 borders around the outside. And like whenever I joined the business, people were you know, the only place you ever saw a herringbone floor was in the gymnasium in school or. You know, in an old factory or something, you know. And now it's just, people are just going mad for them everywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. Great, it's good to see it. Yeah. But it's all about innovation. It's like every business. You have to put innovation in there to cater for the, and as you said, asked about Perrigo there, what's the next big thing? You just have to keep on reinventing it, see you have. But that's what Wood Innovations is all about. It's all in the name.
In terms of when you need to think about your wood covering, is there, you can leave it to the last minute, can't you? You don't need to know what you're going to put in your floor. When would you advise people to start thinking about these things?
I think a lot of people think about that, you know, what the house is going to finish up looking like. And I think I think a lot of people think about floor coverings as they're, you know, I'm talking self-build here, as they're designing that self-build in their house, they're thinking about where's that floor going to go, what's it going to look like, what am I going to want in that space. Because it's not like years ago where you just sort of, you built four walls, put a few rooms in and stuck a bathroom somewhere. I think there's an awful lot of more thought goes into self-build now. So there is where people have the opportunity to put their own touch into a house and, you know, within reason and add in, you know, the likes of the archways, the glass walls and stuff like that there. So I think people in the early stage of the build or the early stage of the planning process, I think an awful lot of people think about floor, like even take what we're looking at here, an awful lot of people are coming to us here that haven't even got planning permission, but yet they're looking for ideas on flooring, you know. But an answer to your question, at any stage of the build, you know, you can have the house completely finished and walk in and do your floors, and there's something there to cater for everything. So there is.
Even though you might have some floors can bring you a bit.
Yeah, more so years ago. Yeah, more so years ago, and used to go into a nail down floor. You know, you had to leave certain levels on your subfloors to cater for the different heights of floors, but nowadays, you know, with the amount of opportunity you have there with underlays and, you know, to bring heights up, and the opportunity that you have with different thicknesses of floor coverings, so it's all there to be able to. Like a lot of people, you know, they tile the kitchen, so they want the whole thing to have the same floor level the whole way through. You know, we have something there to cater for all of that now, so we have. And even if there is a bit of a height difference, you have transition bars, it'll take that out now, so you have. Which, you know, were frowned upon years ago. But then, years ago, you were putting in a 2-inch batten and then another inch on top of that, so you could have killed yourself falling into the kitchen. So you could have. But that's all. Those things nowadays are very much unheard of, you know. Unless somebody's looking for something very specialist and they want to go for a suspended floor. But very, very rarely.
And the connect. Let's say if you had a hardwood floor and then you're going into vinyl or laminate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does the connection? How can you? Would you have to use a transition board there, or would there be a way for it to be a bit more seamless?
Perigo's very seamless insofar as that they actually design all of their transition profiles to match the flooring. So if you have for toxic, if you have an oak floor, you've got an oak transition bar that will take you through. Or if you've got a grey floor, and it's right down to the actual decor itself. So the decor you have in the actual floor is the same decor that's on the transition bar. So it actually is a very, very seamless transition through to the next floor. And that also caters for stairs as well. So it does. So you can have the same floor covering up your stairs with that same transition bar at the edge of the tread,
okay.
Which is very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And environmental considerations, not very eco, is it?
Perigo, nope. Perigo will allow you to recycle 75% of their products, are recyclable, so they are. Yeah, very, very eco friendly. There's actually a great article on the website on it, so there is.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually put a piece into the brochure actually on it as well. So it's very, very eco friendly.
Yeah, but it's vinyl, and vinyl is plastic.
But vinyl is sorry, I have to correct myself there. I'm talking more about the laminate. Sorry, yes, you're right about the vinyl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, there's a lot of plastic being recycled now as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Super good to go.
Good to go.
That's it for this Self Build Plus podcast episode. Tune in next time for more tips and advice from experts and self-builders alike. And make sure to explore everything Self Build Plus has to offer. The Self Build Plus journey guides you through the process of building and home improving. The Self Build Plus forum allows you to share and learn from other self-builders. While the Self Build Plus videos and our Self Build Plus virtual events are packed with information and advice. With self-build, stop dreaming, start building.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.